little bit. Yeah, here. Na 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 na.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, he's good. He's good too. Whatever you want. Whatever you want.
There's an ocean behind my eyes. All these emotions I can't deny. And I could try to hold it in, but I'm getting tired. When I come and I feel something I can't deny. Cause somehow inside there's something alive waiting for me to let it. And I can't describe the feeling of hope that never dies. For it's on silence.
One of the challenges of life, and it's constant. It's not something that we're ever really finished with until 120. One of the challenges is the constant growth, and a person separating himself and growing in the path that he chooses to grow. You know, as I've said many times, don't follow the crowd because the crowd is lost. Avram Avinu is the creator of the crowd being lost and not following the crowd. We'll talk a little bit further, maybe either Thursday or over Shabbos, about the difference between Noach and Avraham. But right now I really want to focus on Avraham. Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is the quintessential. Avram Avinu, those who carry the name Avraham, I'm sure can identify with this in a very strong way. But besides an Avraham, every Jew is an Avraham. Each and every one of us have the Avraham Avinu. As the tzaddikim tell us, Avinu, when the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Avinu, our father, just like you look like your father, or you look like your grandfather, and you have DNA, that's physical makeup of your father, there's also spiritual makeup that each and every one of us has from Avraham Avinu, the Zayda Avraham, our grandfather Avraham. And one of the most defining things, and one of the most powerful things that Avraham Avinu did and had to go through before he had anyone doing this for him was what? Here are the words. Listen to this pasuk, how powerful this pasuk is. And I'm just going to start in the middle of the pasuk. Mei artzecha, mei moladetcha, mi moladetcha, umi beis avicha. Go away from your hometown. Go away from your country. Go away from what's comfortable for you. Go away. Go away. Do you know how hard that is to leave, to be a foreigner? Avraham Avinu is called a ger. He's called a stranger. He's called someone who's strange. You know how uncomfortable it is when you go to a place that you don't know the land, you don't know the culture, you don't know the language. Everybody around you is speaking a different language. The language doesn't have to be just a physical different language. But imagine being someone who's in a yeshiva. Imagine being in a classroom. Imagine being at work, at a job. I don't know if you guys have ever had this. I know myself, it's one of the hardest things in the world, right? People suffer a lot from social anxiety, even from the people who they are friendly with and they feel comfortable with. What does that mean? You walk into a public place and you feel very, whatever happens to you, whatever happens to you. But when you're in a place, when you're in an airport, right? When you're in a place where, okay, everybody's like that, sometimes it's a little bit easier. But you're in a place where people are settled and you're the odd man out. May Artzecha, your hometown. May Moladetcha, or may Beis Avicha. And what is the beginning of it? This is the comfort, but it's also very difficult. Lech Lecha. The only person you have is yourself. That's the only person at the end of the day you could rely on is Lecha. Is yourself. Im ein ani li, mi li. If I'm not going to do it, who's going to do it? If I'm not going to go ahead and find within myself the strength to do me, who's going to do it for me? Lech lecha. Go to you. Go inside. They say lech lecha are the letters of lichluch. Lichluch means dirty. Lichluch means that it's meluchlach. It means it's dirty. Sometimes we don't want to go to ourselves. I'd rather hide behind other people. I'd rather mix within the crowd and not have to face me. But Vayomer Hashem el Avram, he says there's only one way that you're going to be successful in life. And ready? This is a big pasuk. It's a very powerful pasuk. It's a very powerful pasuk. What does it say? Go to you. Lech lecha. But part of that condition is get out of your house. Get out of your country. Get out of your wherever your comfort zone. Isn't that ironic? Aren't I the most comfortable within myself? But the only way to be comfortable with your lecha, the only way to deal with the lichluch, to deal with your shame, to deal with your problems, the only way is mei artzecha, umi moladetcha, umi beis avicha. You have to remove yourself from your comfort. Now, I'm not going to say you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. That I won't say. I changed that line. I used to say that maybe 5-6 years ago, maybe 7 years ago. I used to say that line. You got to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. I disagree with that line. You don't have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. Just be uncomfortable. Just be uncomfortable. And the more you're uncomfortable, like we said yesterday, the more you're okay with being uncomfortable, that's when you'll actually begin to become comfortable with yourself, with the lecha. I had this story. I didn't ask my son. I think I did ask him if I'm allowed to say it. Now I'm worried I didn't.
You don't know which
and now
son.
I can't say it. You don't know which son, but it's part of the story. Oh, gosh. What do I do?
Call him.
Call him. Let me call him. Quickly, quick. Pause this. I feel like I'm... What's that show? That million... Who wants to be... What's that? Millionaire where you have a lifeline, you call in the middle? It's a great story, but I can't say it because if he's machped, it's a great story. It's a great story, but even though he's 13 years old, even though you can, I can't say something that he might be uncomfortable that I'm sharing. He didn't do anything wrong. It wasn't anything wrong. Just it's an interaction that I had with him about being uncomfortable. So I'll have to ask him, remind me tomorrow if he'll say yes or no. I'll ask him if I could share it. I thought I asked him yesterday if I could share it. But what's the point? The point is like this. Sometimes you have to sit with your uncomfortability. You have to sit with it. And you have to be, it's not even the word okay with it. You have to be the lech lecha. Now, what happens to Pasuk afterwards? What does it say to Pasuk afterwards? It says, ve'escha l'goy gadol, v'avarechecha, v'agad l'shmecha, v'ebracha. Everything's going to work out at the end. You're going to be the king. So let me ask you a question. Why didn't Hashem start off like that? Why didn't Hashem start off? By the way, Avram. Vayomer Hashem al Avram, Escha l'goy gadol. I will make you great. I will take care of you. Everything's going to work out. And then what did he say? Then tell me, lech lecha. First tell me everything's going to work out. So what's the answer? What's the answer? Because then it won't be as uncomfortable. People say, oh, emuna, what's emuna? You know what emuna is? Emuna is chalilus. Then you don't know if it's going to work out. Go take the job. Go start a new chavrusa. Go leave your friends, quote unquote. Is it going to work out? I don't know if it's going to work out. But there's only one way to see, as they say, better to try and fail than fail to try. That's Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu teaches each and every one of us, lech lecha. There's only one way to be successful. There's only one way to be successful. It's like the only way to have real good friends. You know how you have to, you know the only way to have real good friends and not to speak Lashon Hara, which will remind me we have to do a Hilchas Lashon Hara. There's only one way to really have good friends and not speak bad about other people. You have to be willing to not have friends, because I'm not willing to speak bad about other people, and I'm willing to sit there alone while the chevra or the guys are talking a certain way, and I'm willing to suffer as an alone person. You know what's going to happen when you do that? You'll have a... Who said that? Zach. Beautiful. Zach, love it. Yeah. Woo! You have a 10? Can I borrow this for a second? Beautiful. This was actually said... We said it at Nachi's L'chaim. At his L'chaim, his Vart. You have a paper? Right. This is the way it works in life. When you're 16, 15, 14, 13... 12, 11. One of the reasons we send children to school, you can mark this, you could quote me on it, and I'll argue with anybody as I argue. I'll talk to anybody about it, I don't think anybody would disagree. One of the main reasons you go to school and you'll send your kids to school for elementary school and high school is for what? Social. Social, to have friends. Otherwise, homeschool your kid. The challenge of homeschooling, I'm not judging anyone who does homeschool, but I'm just saying the challenge of homeschool is it's not just about the education that you're giving a child. You also want to give your child, more importantly, yes, more importantly, or at least equally important, is social. Because a child who doesn't have social doesn't feel normal, quote unquote, because even with us feeling so normal, we don't feel normal. Everyone feels like there's something wrong with them. Could you imagine how wrong you feel something is with you if you didn't even make it in school and you didn't have chevra and you didn't have social, you didn't have anything social. So when you're in elementary school and when you're in high school, social, social, social. And then what happens is when you're 18, 19, 20, you sort of continue with the social. I got to be social. I got to be friend, which is very normal. The Ramchal says it's one of the reasons why people don't change. One of the reasons why people don't change is because of social norm. Meaning I know what's right. I know what I got to do, but I ain't going to do it because of what my friends are going to say about me. That is my chevra. That's called chevra. 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 That's chevra. Chevra means my chevra. In order to move to a... What does that say? Seems like it says chevra. You guys could read chevra. Chevra, chevra. What does that really mean? Chavera. Does that mean I'm encouraging everybody to have a girlfriend? No, I'm not. But what I'm saying is your next step in life when you're 18, 19 years old is your next step is to leave your chevra. I've had guys come to me at 25. I'm looking for yeshiva. I'm looking for this. I'm like, you ain't looking for yeshiva. You're looking for a chavera. You need to get married. Now, at this stage in your life, what you're doing is you're going from chevra to chavera. How do you get there? Nachi made this up. I think we said the shmooze, but Nachi put it all together. You remember this, Chaim, from the bar? Here we go.
A little shicker.
Now let's hear that. Is what? What does it say? The same letters. Chaver, Rab, Chaver, Hashem. In order to go from here to here to here, you must lech lecha. You must. Now, it doesn't mean you can't have friends. It doesn't mean you can't be friendly. But I promise you, I promise everybody, when you will be a chaver to yourself, we got to figure out how chaver Hashem will be chaver you. Lech lecha. When you are able to be with yourself, that's when you'll have the most friends. That's when you'll be on your journey for the chavera, for what you're really, really looking for. And again, I want to emphasize, it doesn't mean you can't have friends. It's very important. Kenei lecha chaver. You got to have people, but it's not friends like you think it is. Okay, question comes. And that's Avram. That's Avram Avinu. Lech lecha. You must somehow let go of yourself. It's so ironic. You got to let go of yourself. You have to lose yourself, right? You have to lose yourself in order to get yourself. You have to lose yourself. You have to be willing to let go of yourself to reinvent yourself and become who you truly want to become. Question, comments, please.
You're not losing yourself. You're really not losing yourself. You're losing what you're
exactly. Nice. Everyone, say it louder, Chaim.
I said you're really not losing yourself. You're losing what you think you are.
You think you're losing yourself, but you're actually finding yourself. You're losing someone who you actually want to lose in a certain way. You're just afraid. It comes down to the certainty of misery versus the misery of uncertainty. I'd rather be certainly miserable and know what my misery is than to be uncertain. I'm not sure. Aisha, you had a question? Then we'll go to Bensi. Yes.
I'm just trying to like clarify.
Yes.
When you're saying not lose your rent, but are you saying that you sort of, to an extent, your view on what friendship relationship
exactly.
is?
Exactly. Beautiful.
As in not use your friends as therapist, you know, not wear your emotions on your sleeve so you can have that room for your wife.
Again, so beautiful. First of all, Moshe, beautiful. Thank you. I love the question. And Chaim, thank you, Chaim, as well. Thank you, Chaim. I just want to comment. Yeah, go, Chaim, go. Please.
It's not about, leaving your friends. You know, it's more of, when you have something you want to do and they're doing something else, it's doing your thing, not what they're doing.
Yes. It's very difficult, and I want to be very, very clear about this. It's very difficult to be Avram Avinu. We have it in us. He's Avinu. Avram, let's sing that. How's that go? Avram,
are we the children that you dreamed of? Are we that shining star you saw at night? You know it's true, that's why we call you Avinu. Our father and bride, you got your soul.
Take us home. Take me home. That's really what it is. That's mamish the soul. That's what it's built on. It means, it's really what Chaim's saying. Maisha, I love the question. It's very difficult to do what you want to do and to be true to yourself. It's lonely. Or let me say better. Sorry, Chaim. No, I'll say, let me say it. you could feel alone, that you're alone. But in a certain way, you could be with the boys and be with the guys and you're lonely.
Yeah.
You have to be able to separate being alone and being lonely. It is sometimes choosing to do things independently and to do things that are not popular. But what that will do for you is it'll strengthen yourself and it'll strengthen every relationship that you have, that you had, and you will have. It's not a time to talk about codependence. Mir Tashem on Thursday, we'll talk about Avram and codependence and Lot. Codependence, we'll talk about that, because that was a shiur, I think, from last year, 2 years ago. It was a big chiddush that I had, and I think is an incredible truth. I'm not getting so into that now, Maishi, but the point is that it's learning to be true. That's too cliche. It's learning to be there for yourself. It's learning to really be honest with yourself. Present with yourself. Who said that? Thank you, Tzvi. Tzvi Singer, amazing. It's learning to do things that are not popular, not for the sake of doing things that are not popular, but not caring what other people are going to say. And it's very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. But it's the only Ivri. It's Avram HaIvri. He is alone. Avram is alone. But the irony is, and I use the word, Hashem sent it to my head, not to say that he's lonely. Because Avram Avinu is actually the man of loving so many people. He's someone who's so with everybody. He's so connected to everybody. But your connection to everybody is only, and this is not a maybe, is only to the degree of your connection with yourself. And you bring, again, you hear that, guys? It's the only way. It's the only way you're going to be able to connect to the degree. You've heard this from me many, many times. To the degree that you could connect to yourself is the degree that you connect to others. And that includes God above. It includes Hashem. They're very, 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 very... I think that the Slonimer says, and the Siva Shalom says over... The Mishpacha says over that you want your name to be the same name what your parents call you, what God calls you, what your friends call you, and what you call yourself. It's not a cute thing. My parents call me Chaim Yankel, and this one calls me Mike, and this one calls me this. No, no, no. It means you are who you are equally to everyone. You're true to yourself. You're true to yourself, which is really the journey of life. The journey of life. And it begins now, everybody. It begins now. I mean, it begins, okay, when you're born, but you know what I mean. It begins now. It begins now when you can lech lecha. Why does a person have to lech lecha me'aretz lecha me'latcha me'beis avicha la'aretz asher erecha? Why does everyone talk about, oh, when I went to Eretz Yisrael, when I left my home, when I struggled? Why is everybody talking about therapy, about their parents, and about their past? Why? Because you know what they're trying to do? They're trying to do me'aretz lecha u'me'molatcha u'me'beis avicha. That's all they're trying to do. They're trying to find their Avraham within themselves. That's all they're trying to do, and it's a Jewish. Avraham Avinu is the founder of Judaism. Avraham HaIvri. Avraham began that journey of Hashem and others. Mm-hmm. Okay, Bensi, yeah, you still have yeah.
Yeah, but we made a lot of the points after the initial problem that I had. So
that's good. I want to.
I was just thinking that a lot of times when you're doing something for yourself, taking away from where the people you're with, so you're doing a hobby or something that you want to work on, and that takes you away from your friends or whatever, and when you go back to that, let's say you'll be in a situation where you think you should leave, and so you walk out of that situation, but how do I put someone else down in a situation that I think I should walk out on when there'll be a situation that I'm doing that they feel we should walk out.
Nice. Love it. I love the question. All right. I love the question. And if I'm understanding you right, Nancy, tell me if I'm understanding you right, that sometimes sometimes we feel sort of like a hypocrite a little bit, or two-faced, putting words into your mouth, please tell me. And I know exactly what you're saying. I remember this when I was in yeshiva and when I was growing, where it's like, I have a good day and I'm very strong, and I therefore say, oh, I got to remove myself. But then a day later or a week later at different times, I'm doing the same, the very same thing. I really respect that question. I respect your honesty. I respect your the question very much. And I'm going to respond. I'm going to respond by saying that it's a really little by slowly. It's not a, you know, 1 second thing that a person decides in one moment to overturn everything. It's really just a process, a slow process of learning to be more true to yourself. And your true friends, a real friend is someone who will not, meaning it's very quote unquote normal for somebody to be like, oh, suddenly you're not talking Lashon Hara, you just spoke Lashon Hara yesterday. Suddenly you're machbid to get up early, you've been sleeping, you know what I mean? Come on, you're talking, come on, you know, like, and that's
that's part of what makes things so hard, that some people aren't working on, like, everyone's working on their own thing.
Correct. It's really surrounding yourself and really connecting yourself to the people who are going to strengthen and respect your growth and say, you know what? Go do your thing. Go, Ben, go.
But just because I'm doing my thing, like, me working on my thing, like, where you're not working on, just doesn't mean you're not working on anything yourself. Like, you could just be working on different places.
Great. So I'm not...
Not being me to associate with...
Exactly.
The only people to associate with is who's working on what you're working on.
No. So that's what I'm saying. The fact that I'm working on myself, I want to surround myself not by people necessarily who are working on the same exact thing that I'm working on, but friends and people who could be supportive and strengthen the fact that I want to stop speaking Lashon Hara. You might still be struggling with that. You might be struggling with X, and I might be struggling with Y. You might be struggling with that, but when I tell you I'm trying to be careful to strengthen my Shabbos, I'm trying to strengthen the fact that I'm not on my phone all the time, I want my friend, even if he is not working on that, I want him to say, Bensi, you know what? Well, you know, whoever it is, go for it. How can I help you with that? I respect you. That's a higher level, because most people, as I've said many times, your friends who you think you're close with are really not so much your friends as much as they agree with you. And we like ourselves. So if you agree with me, I actually like me. So I'm happy that you agree with me. When someone doesn't agree with me, that's why chavrusas, that's why learning Torah together, that's why learning together. You have a chavrus, you say, no, I disagree. Rashi, Tosos, the Rajba, Rameyer, Chachamim. Machlokas. People think, I always tell this, I give this bracha to whenever guys get engaged. I mean, the guys from here, they know exactly what I'm saying. Usually it's like the girl, when I give them the bracha, they're like, what? What are you saying? I say, I give you a bracha that you should disagree. They're like, whoa, what's going on? First of all, you're going to disagree. Everyone goes out and they're like, oh, I'm so in love with her. Why am I loving her? We both love the same color. We love the same ice cream. We love bowling at the same bowling alley. We love this. And I'm like laughing inside saying, yep. We love the air conditioner on the same thing. Yeah, just wait till you're married. And then you'll disagree on everything. Why? Because it's a man and a woman. For a different schmooze. It's already 6:30. I'll go for another 20 minutes on this. It's a man and a woman, and Hashem made it that way. There's nothing wrong with disagreeing. It's beautiful to disagree. But what is it? Is it, am I able to respect you, what you're doing? Are you able to respect what I'm doing? And the only way to do that is lech lecha. The only way to do that is to become more comfortable with yourself. Let's learn a halacha. I was going to say one thing when Avi... When Avi sang the song, and I'll say it, we have 2 minutes here. Chaim, alive. What is Chaim? Says the Maral. There are four people, I mean, it's not the Maral, the Maral explains the Chazal. There are four people who are considered dead. And we don't judge anybody, but I'm just saying there are four people who are considered dead. Anybody know who they are? The four people who are considered dead are a poor person,
blind,
a blind person,
no kids,
somebody without children, and number five is a mitzora. That's someone who speaks Lashon Hara. So there are four people who are considered dead. Someone who's blind, somebody who doesn't have children, somebody who's poor, and a mitzora is someone who speaks Lashon Hara. Says the Maral, why are they considered dead? What is the common denominator between all of these four? They need everybody. They need people to take care of them. They can't do something. The blind person needs someone to show them where it's going. The person who is poor needs other people to support him. The people who doesn't have children, right? So he's not giving. He's not giving. The Baal Lashon Hara, the guy who's talking Lashon Hara, he needs other people's weaknesses to make him feel good. Avram Avinu is Lech Lecha. I can stand alone. I am the greatest power of life, which is Chaim, to be alive. To be alive is to be a giver, to be someone who overflows. But the only way to be Eschal Goy Gadol, to be blessing, to be all of this, is the only one way. Lech Lecha. Go into the Lichluch. Go to the places which are uncomfortable. Me'artzecha Meladcha. And with that, we say a Reb Zev. What are we up to, Reb Zev?
Day three.
Reb Zev. Only Reb Zev, no other. How many years, Reb Zev? How many years are we doing this in Yeshiva? How many years? How many years have we been doing this? 7 years?
No, I'm 6 years.
6 years.
Reb Zev. Come on, 100 times a day.
What?
With some of the come on, 100 times. Mm-hmm.
Okay, day six. Let's just do this quickly. Unbelievable. Says the Chavetz Chaim, on day, remind me, we got maybe, we need more time, I don't know, something. Says the Chavetz Chaim, the holy Chavetz Chaim, b'schus us learning, as the Chavetz Chaim says on page 40, I think it is, by now, I should remember, he gives us a promise, if you learn my Sefer on a daily basis, your Yetzahara for Lashon Hara will become smaller until it leaves you completely. So that's what we're doing. We don't want to talk negative about anyone. Says the Chavetz Chaim, day six, page 30, 31, that talking about inborn traits, meaning you're not saying something specific about a person, but you're saying more or less, he says, if the person being spoken about says negative remarks on day 31, on page 31, it's in a sense, it's worse than a negative comment. Why? Because when you hear someone talking about a person's negative behavior, you could always try and dan lekaf schus. You could say, oh, they didn't mean to do this, they didn't this. And you could give the person the benefit of the doubt. However, when you hear that someone is not smart, when you hear that someone talks a lot, when you hear that someone's an ego person, when you hear that somebody is lazy, you hear a comment about somebody, it becomes a label in your mind. Such labels are very difficult to uproot from your mind. Hashem will help each and every one of us. Amazing to sit together. Second day of the Zman, first day of the rest of your life. We should all be zocha to continue being together, growing, learning from each other, and being able to be comfortable with ourselves in the highest level, because through that you will be zocha. The lech lecha me'artcha me'latcha me'savicha, you will get Ela Aretz Asher Areka, you'll end up getting to wherever you really need to go. Have an amazing first day of the rest of your life. Thank you, everybody.